Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment on Megillas Esther. We mentioned at the end of yesterday's recording that there's a famous Gemara that as Esther came into Ahasuerus, she gained Ruach HaKodesh. She gained divine inspiration at that moment. And one could ask the question, what was it at this moment that allowed her to merit divine inspiration? One question. Another interesting question that's not specific to this point of the Megillah, there's a very famous Gemara, probably many of you have heard of it before, that makes a connection between the 127 provinces of Ahasuerus and the 127 years of Sarah's life, of Sarah, the wife of Avram, her life. And it's just a perplexing Gemara. It's hard to understand what the real connection is, what the real message is. So it's in a very nice piece, Rav Elio Dessler answers the two questions with each other. And he says that there's a very significant connection between Sarah and one tie-in to the Megillas Esther story, and that is Esther. What is the idea when we talk about the years of Sarah's life in the Pasuk in Chayei Sarah? 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. And we say, many of you I'm sure remember the famous Rashi and the Medrash, that when she was this age, she was like that age. When she was that age, she was like that age. And the whole point of it is she lived such a pure life that throughout her life, whether it be at age 7, whether it be at age 20, whether it be at age 100, there was this common thread running throughout of purity and sanctity from beginning to end. Esther, at one moment in the Megillah story, reaches that same level of absolute purity and devotion. And that is when she's ready to go into Ahasuerus and put it all on the line, put her very life on the line for no other reason than saving her brothers and sisters. That is such a moment of devotion. So Rav Dessler says it's not a coincidence that both Megillas Esther and Sarah's life have a number of 127. The point is there was that moment where Esther becomes like Sarah in her total devotion, not throughout her life, but at this moment. And that is the moment that she merits Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration. Because in the end of the day, we're all in different places. Some of us do more mitzvot, some of us do more averos, whatever it is. We all have things that for who we are, for where we're coming from, for us to do it the right way is a tremendous leap of devotion. And whenever we do that, we change as people and God rewards us, not necessarily with affluence, but God rewards us with the greatest reward, which is true spiritual fulfillment and growth. Just want to share another Gemara or Medrash. There's a phrase from Tehillim, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani. My God, why have you left me? And the Medrash relates that phrase of Tehillim to the Esther experience during the days of fasting when she was preparing to go into Ahasuerus. It was 3 days of fasting. So the Medrash says that for the first 2 days, she just davened, Keli, Keli, my God, my God. Kael is a language of a powerful and mighty God. But then by the time she got to the third day and the trepidation reached its highest point, the feeling was Lama Azavtani, why have you left me? You saved the Jews from Egypt. Things were terrible for the Jews in Egypt. You saved them. Sarah, it's interesting, another Sarah tie-in. Sarah, soon after Paro took her, Paro became sick. You saved Sarah. Here I am, I'm stuck with Ahasuerus. The other pshat is it's going on my people. What will happen with my people? Will you save them like you saved the Jews from Egypt? Why have you forsaken us? It's a very moving medrash, but it's also a very powerful lesson. Sometimes it seems darkest right before dawn. We know the rest of the story. The Jews, if you just hold on a few more prakim, they're going to have a tremendous salvation. That's a tremendous lesson in Emunah. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.